This is the last article in the series on my choice of some of the best perennials to plant in your garden. I could write countless more articles with this subject focus, but there is so much to share and so little time. I hope that you will begin to grow perennials, or if you already do, expand the number or type of perennials you grow. Spring color is so appreciated in areas that are blessed with long winters. My mom, of course, also grew plenty of primroses, so I guess I come by this love with no surprise. Drumstick primroses, Primula denticulata, are easy to grow and bloom very early in spring. The leaves form a rosette close to the soil surface, and flowers in white, pink, mauve, blue and rosy red appear on the top of 30 centimeters, 12-inch, stems. Dusty Miller primrose, Primula auricula, is my favorite primrose of all time. They form an evergreen rosette of light green leaves with large clusters of flowers in a multitude of colors. If your garden is on the dry side, these primroses will die back and go dormant until next spring, but if they are in a moist, organic-rich location, they will stay green all summer. For those gardeners with dry full-sun areas in their garden, a selection of hardy sedums is just right for you. They come in a multitude of sizes, shapes and colors and thrive on neglect. Sedum, Dazzleberry, has smoky blue-gray foliage with brilliant raspberry-colored flower clusters up to 9 inches, 22 centimeters, in diameter on plants up to 8 inches tall and will spread to 18 inches. Sedum, Firecracker, has shiny red foliage with large, medium pink flowerhead in late summer through fall. Sedum URC has sweet blue foliage with bright pink blooms. Sedum Kamchaticum is very vigorous with small, scalloped green leaves with bright yellow star flowers in summer. Sedum Reflexum, Blue Spruce, has blue-green needle-like leaves with yellow star-shaped flowers. Sedum Repester, Angelina, has brilliant yellow needle-like leaves and turns copper in fall. Sedum Spectable, Autumn Joy, has a clumping foliage that displays flowers that begin as pink and turn rosy russet red in fall. Sedum Spireum, Dragon's Blood, starts with green leaves with red flowers. Sedum Vera Jameson, has blue-green foliage turning deep burgundy with dusky pink flowers. Last but not least are grapevines. The Valiant Grape, Vitis Valiant, is self-fertile and very hardy as it is a cross with our native grape. If you wish to be more adventurous, one of my favorite grapes, Vitis X, Meerschaum Folk, which produces a deep purple grape on a vigorous vine growing about 20 feet. It would be remiss of me not to include any roses. One of my favorite explorer roses, Rosa Alexander Mackenzie, which has semi-double, medium red flowers that are very fragrant. Other great roses can be found in the Parkland series of roses. May you have good fortune with growing perennials in your garden. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at growyourfuture@gmail.com, on Facebook at OrchidHort and Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page https://www.facebook.com/OrchidHort or check out the YouTube channel Grow. https://www.youtube.com/channel/Uchkiupkovov2e2hcqlfl0jike